Welcome back. Today, we're tackling a question that's keeping a lot of content creators up at night. Are AI content detectors actually worth using? We're comparing two big names, Turnitin and GPT-0. And spoiler alert, the results might surprise you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these tools promise to catch AI-generated content, but the reality is way more complicated. GPT-0, for example, achieves around 80 to 84% accuracy for pure AI content. But here's the kicker. That accuracy drops rapidly when a human edits the text even a little bit.
So if someone just tweaks a few sentences, the detector struggles?
Exactly. And Turnitin claims over 90% accuracy for AI detection overall, which sounds great. But when you're specifically analyzing AI-generated text, the accuracy is actually slightly lower. It's really strong on longer, unedited content, but shorter pieces under 300 to 500 words, that's where you start seeing more false positives and false negatives.
False positives are a huge issue, right? That's when human-written work gets flagged as AI.
Right. GPT-0 claims impressively low false positive rates, but independent testing has shown more variability. Some studies found higher false positive rates, especially with formal writing styles or certain academic contexts. Turnitin uses a conservative flagging system, so they also keep false positives down. But the trade-off is they sometimes flag AI content as human-generated, which is a false negative.
So both tools have blind spots. What about the latest AI models? Are they easier or harder to detect?
Harder, unfortunately. Both GPT-0 and Turnitin show greater vulnerability to false negatives when confronting content from the latest AI models. In testing, GPT-0 frequently missed AI-generated content, incorrectly classifying 35% of AI-written text as human-created. That's a pretty significant miss rate.
Wow, 35%. So how do these tools actually work? What are they looking for?
GPT-0 analyzes linguistic features like perplexity, which is the randomness of text, and burstiness, which is the variation in sentence complexity. It can detect content from GPT-4, ChatGPT, and Bard. Turnitin's algorithm is trained on GPT-3, GPT-3.5, and GPT-4 content, and it integrates AI detection into its established plagiarism detection framework. So they're using different approaches, but both rely on spotting patterns.
I see. Makes sense. You know, I tested one of these detectors on Shakespeare once, just for fun, and it flagged Hamlet as AI-generated. So much for detecting the Bard, right?
That's perfect. It really shows how these tools can misread formal or stylized language. Actually, I had a similar experience last year when I submitted an article I'd spent weeks crafting by hand. The detector gave it a 40% AI probability score, and I had to spend another week proving I wrote it myself.
That must have been frustrating. That point about misreading formal language sets up our next piece, the real risks of relying on these tools. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're a content creator working through the challenges of AI detection, Ampifier offers practical solutions. Their Ampcast platform transforms one topic into 8 high-quality content formats and auto-distributes them to over 300 sites, including Google News, YouTube, and Spotify. They also provide an AI-bot Babel auditor tool to identify obviously AI-generated content through overused phrases, helping your content sound authentically human. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on misreading formal language, how do you handle the ethical risks when these detectors get it wrong?
That's the million-dollar question. AI detection software has high error rates, and that can lead instructors to falsely accuse students of misconduct. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, actually shut down its own AI detection software due to poor accuracy. If the creators of the AI themselves can't build a reliable detector, that tells you something.
Mm-hmm. Interesting point.
So what are content creators supposed to do? Well, I wouldn't say ignore these tools completely, but definitely don't rely on them as the final word. The focus should be on content quality over AI detection scores. Authentic, valuable content consistently outperforms content created solely to bypass detection tools. That's where the real value lies. In other words, quality matters more than gaming the system.
So instead of obsessing over detection scores, creators should focus on producing genuinely useful content?
Exactly. And there are practical strategies to ensure authenticity. Set clear policies and expectations with your audience or team. Promote transparency. Maybe even ask people to disclose if they used AI assistance. Foster intrinsic motivation by designing assignments or content projects that spark genuine interest. And ensure inclusive practices, because relying too heavily on things like timed exams or oral presentations can disadvantage certain groups.
That's a great point about inclusivity. Have you ever wondered if these detectors are actually making things worse for marginalized groups?
Yeah, there's evidence suggesting false accusations from AI detectors disproportionately affect neurodiverse individuals, Black students, or non-native English speakers. A 2023 study found that detectors falsely flagged over 61% of TOEFL essays by non-native English writers. That's a huge problem.
That statistic is alarming. So to everyone listening, if you're using these tools, you need to understand the risks. What else should creators keep in mind?
Well, neither Turnitin nor GPT-0 has published peer-reviewed validation data for their AI detection features. The accuracy claims come from the companies themselves, which means independent verification is limited. And minor text alterations, like paraphrasing or synonym substitution, can significantly reduce detector accuracy. So these tools are far from foolproof.
Right, so they're signals, not verdicts. What about the future? Are these tools going to get better?
They might improve, but AI models are also evolving rapidly. It's kind of an arms race. As detection gets better, AI gets better at mimicking human writing. The key takeaway is that no AI detector is 100% accurate. Their accuracy varies widely based on the tool, the AI model, training data quality, and how content was created or edited.
So the bottom line is, these detectors can be useful signals, but they shouldn't be the sole basis for major decisions like academic misconduct proceedings or rejecting content.
Definitely. Use them as one data point among many. Combine them with human judgment, clear policies, open dialogue, and a focus on quality. That's the balanced approach that makes sense in an AI-driven world.
Perfect. Thanks for breaking this down. For everyone listening, remember, quality and authenticity matter more than gaming a detection score. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Until next time, keep creating with integrity.